We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I said we'll have to get that changed with your name on Fridays. She said she couldn't hear me because I didn't have the mic up. Anyway, hey, good afternoon, everybody. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Briley. I almost said Broadbent. Pritchard. More on that last deal there here in just a minute. Anyway, the show is brought to you today by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City, and Sayre, America. Pretty exciting day. Briley's here, and then we're going to have Riley here.
Yep.
And Riley's going to be on here in just third segment, around 12:30. Anyway, I don't know if you guys remember, but Riley Broadbent came on here a few years ago. She was doing an internship for B&L Red Angus at Putnam, mm-hmm. and she came on the show. Her and Lori White did. Benji and Lori White has the B&L Red Angus then. And anyway, she come on. She's doing she was doing ag communications at OSU.
Yeah.
So we're going to have like a reunion today. And we're going to see what she's been up to. And she is part of the Broadbent family from Dewey County up there around Leedy and stuff. So there's ties all around Oklahoma. Her dad has, what is that he has? He has the, Lane has the KIS Futures there in Yukon, Oklahoma City. Anyway, up there with the big boys. El Reno, maybe. I don't even remember. Anyway, I've talked to him a couple of times. So, anyway, a lot of good things coming on the show here, coming up pretty quick. All right, first of all, for Briley and I get started, let's check out some temperatures. 67 degrees at Slap Out, 70 at the May Ranch, 74 at Putnam, 77 at Elk City, 76 at Bessie, 80 degrees at Hollis, 84 at Tipton, out here in the Panhandle, probably more of the same, 68 at Lipscomb, 69 at Miami, 77 at Dozer, 83 at Odell, and 79 at Wellington. I haven't said this in a while, so I'm going to remind everybody, you can listen to the show live on 96.5 KECO here in Elk City, 100.1 KWFX out of Woodward. You can go download our free Paragon Communications app on your phone. It's free. Listen to it live there. It's live on Facebook. It's live on KECOFM.com. And you can go back on KECOFM.com. And go to Today in Ag show and listen to find all the shows. I think I might have missed two in 3 years, so that ain't bad. So you can listen to all the shows then. So anyway, what's up with Briley?
Not much.
You came in, you were awful excited, and so I was wondering why, because here in a little bit, we're going to talk about sunflowers. And I think you act like that's your favorite plant.
Yes.
It is? Mm-hmm. How come?
Because they're just so big and pretty. And they're just my favorite flower, and I like flowers.
Have you ever made sunflower seeds out of them?
I haven't. My friend did this year, and she said they were really good.
Well, what's up with you? What's holding you back?
I just haven't ever thought of doing it before.
Oh. Yeah. So they were really good. Did she have, was they unsalted or salted?
She baked them with ranch seasoning.
Oh, I bet those were good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Tara up here in the front, she eats those, and I steal them out of her bag every now and then.
Yeah, they're good.
So, anyway, I'm just going to be honest with you. I had high hopes for my garden. And after we had that event out there,
yeah,
and the tomatoes start blooming and they're greening up and they're doing really good. Last 3 or 4 days, I've walked in there kind of depressing. There ain't been no tomatoes. So maybe, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'll let them go, and I'll give them some water every now and then, see if they'll make another round here in the next month. I got things to do this month. Wheat, true to cow, and rye to plant, and peanuts to harvest. Everybody, peanut harvest has started off in Beckham County. Sugar Daddy, he started last week. I think he's already got his thrash. Some other friends of mine down south of the River Bridge, they're digging. They dig. Anyway, so they're digging. So here we go. And anyway, so, all right, let's check out. We got a lot to do today, so let's check out the Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market update. And cattle, the lives don't look too bad, but the market, the grain market, don't look too wait. No. December corn, it's at 424 down 3.5. March is 442 down 4. Soybeans for November, 1040 down 5.5. And January is 1059 down 5.5. Soybean meal for October, 332 down 80. December's 330.40 down 210. Soybean oil for December, 44.24 down 29. And January, 44.22 down 26. Hard red winter wheat, man, just taking a big hit. December, 5.98 down 13.5. March is 6.14 down 13.5. Oil. Where is it? West Texas Intermediate crude oil, November 74.92, up $1.21 today. Natural gas is actually down today. November's 285, down 11. The NASDAQ, the S&P, and the Dow are all in the green. Fairly good today. Let's see here. Live cattle. December, 186.65, up 25. February's 187.77, up 2. And feeder cattle, November, 248.75, up 62. January's up 105 at 243.60. And lean hogs are for December, 75.77, down 62. The Elk City sale barn is hot and heavy right now. Their sales going on. They're probably still selling cows right now. You need to go out. You guys, when you do go out there to eat at the sale barn, please stop by the cafe in there. And tell the little lady with short gray hair, her name's Kay, tell her that Jimmy said you get a 50% discount if you mention Today in Ag to her. You're probably not going to get that discount, but mention it to her anyway. How about that? So anyway, what's happening at school? Anything?
Nothing crazy other than the softball team is in regionals right now.
Oh, yeah?
That's the most exciting thing going
on. Did you know that, Aaron? our man for sportsman back there. Hey, I seen something pop up pretty late last night. You had a cousin in Tulsa that did really well. Tell us about it.
My cousin Neely Pritchard from Weatherford, Oklahoma, won the Reserve Grand Champion Market Barrow at the Tulsa State Fair, and she also got third overall Burke Barrow.
Uh-huh. So they go through sales at Tulsa, then she gonna make some bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gonna ask her to borrow any?
She'll tell me no.
So anyway, so how come, I was wondering, since your uncle Corey is one of the big dogs over there at Western at Weatherford, how come you guys don't have no more green equipment out there at your farming operation than you do?
I don't know. I'll have to start asking him for discounts.
Yeah, for some questions there, because your dad has a little, the blue Ford.
Yeah, we got the blue tractors.
Yeah, and what is the number on that? I forgot the number on that. You look.
I don't know.
You're around it more than anybody. Because that's the one you guys put down your raised beds with. Mm-hmm. It does a good job.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, yeah, you need to talk to Uncle Corey. He said, hey, we need demos.
Yes.
Anyway, so... let's see here. Yes, you're correct. Thank you, sir. the Barras that your cousin was showing was raised here in Elk City, Beckham County, by John Mollett.
Yeah.
Mr. Mollett has some really good stock. Not only swine, but beef, bovines. Mm-hmm. So, yep. Thank you, Greg. I had that wrote down to mention, and I wasn't looking at my notes. So Anyway, she did really good. I know there's some other people in our listening area that's done pretty good at the Tulsa State Fair, but I get my stuff off social media, so it's probably not true anyway. But anyway, so nope, they probably did good. Anybody has somebody that's Joni Ferris, all the sows. Yep, Joni. Yeah, Joni Ferris. Yeah, she does all the farrowing for the sows, for all those show pigs. But they do a really good job. And John is very into supporting our local ag industry around here, especially with all the stock shows and sales and stuff. And pretty good. Okay, let's go ahead and take a... What is today? Today is a Wheeler General Store happy hour today. I was thinking today was Thursday. It's Friday. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, Briley wants to talk about sunflowers. And we're going to probably go to break earlier so we can get Riley on here. Briley and Riley on here today. I'm going to mess this up.
Yeah,
you want
bet
money on it?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. You have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September the 27th. 1,732 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 456 brought 316. 15 at 526 brought 278. 10 at 559 brought 280. 13 at 567 brought 252. 11 at 633 brought 262. 16 at 712 brought 245. 4 at 736 brought 236. 4 head of heifers at 490 brought 244. 7 at 522 brought 240. 19 at 536 brought 253. 11 at 582 brought 232. 10 at 661 brought 239. Butcher cows were 69 to 144. Butcher bulls brought 113 to 155. Bred cows were 1,575 to 2750. Pairs brought 1,400 to 2850. Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
The second annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 7th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater, featuring 42 registered age advantage bulls. Also, an elite group of 17 registered heifers and over 100 bred commercial heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle is for sale near Sweetwater the first Monday in October. The second annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 7th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. Let's see what the weather's, ag weather's like out in, I picked Lipscomb, Texas. 69 degrees, humidity's 41, dew point's 44. The winds are out of the northwest at 8 miles an hour. Peak wind gust, 17 miles an hour. No rainfall this month or red flag minutes. None of that. No sub-freezing minutes. 8-inch soil temperature is 70 degrees. Oh, anyway, tonight on ParagonTV.com, Fairview at Merritt. They'll be playing here tonight at 7 o'clock. And then BigElkTV.com. Also, looks like they'll be in Elgin and be at 7 o'clock. And you're not going to the football game tonight?
Not tonight.
Hey, you guys selling tacos anywhere? Is the family doing tacos anywhere this weekend?
Sunday night.
You've been watching too much of me.
We're doing our second annual Tacos and Tunes for Thailand at Rotary Park at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And you can come out, bring your lawn chairs, hang out, eat some tacos, and listen to some music by Wesley Fite. And
oh, yeah?
All the proceeds go to our mission trip to Thailand this February.
Right. Oh. So you've been before?
Yeah, I've been 3 times.
Oh, I was going to say, I covered myself that you've been before, mm-hmm. So I knew you've been a couple of times. Anyway, what's that like?
It's different. It's really different, but I love it over there. If I could move, I would.
Really?
It's a big eye-opener just getting to, like, see, like, how it is over there. And, like, their agriculture, too. It's all so green and pretty because of how much rain they get.
Right.
Yeah, and we've helped them build a few different gardens over there to see how it would do, and they all do really good for
right.
them. So it makes it easier for the kids up in the villages to grow their own food and just have some vegetables so they're not eating.
What were they doing for, like, vegetables prior to you guys showing them?
I know they have, like, the big fields where they do, like, corn and stuff.
Right.
But I don't know if they've ever, like, really grown their own tomatoes and peppers and stuff until we went and showed them the gardens.
Right.
So now they're getting all these different vegetables, and they're not just having to eat rice and chicken and the same stuff all over.
All the time.
Yeah.
Now you just need to get them in on some beef.
Yes. They have cows over there, but their cows don't do very good just because of the type of how mountainy it is and the climate. So their main, like, protein is pork and chicken.
Right.
So.
Because they can just feed them around the
yeah.
house, and they don't have to have pasture going on.
Yeah.
So what's the most eye-opening thing you've seen over there?
The most eye-opening thing for me is seeing, like, all the kids, how grateful they are with so little they have, and just how we're over here and we have so much, and we take everything for granted, and they
right.
have it. And you go over there and see them with nothing. It just
right.
makes you more grateful for what you do have.
Right. Yeah, because when I went to Saudi and Iraq, and I couldn't wait to get home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a whole different world over there, you know, but a little different than Thailand.
Yeah.
So what started these mission trips to Thailand? Your dad?
I don't know how many years ago this was, but our old pastor, they built an orphanage up in Thailand. So that's one of the main reasons we go down there. And to get into all of these villages and refugees, we go teach them English. And then as we also do, like, Bible studies and formal. So it was just kind of his thing that he started. And then our church just kept going back every year.
Right.
So.
And then there's a, here's a question from one of our listeners. Isn't the cow, it's sacred in Thailand, isn't it? Do you know?
I have no clue.
Okay. All right. That's something for you to find out for
yeah,
next Friday.
Yeah, I'll find that out.
Yeah. And there's a... So back to your gardening and agriculture over there. What's one of the big crops they grow over there?
I think, like, the biggest, like, just driving down the road and seeing their pastures and stuff, I think the main thing they do is, oh, I don't know what it is. I think they do a lot of corn.
Right.
Because it's easy to grow out there. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, probably good. And with all that rainfall, it probably grows pretty good in there.
Yeah.
And then, so you guys start showing them how to grow gardens.
Yeah.
They're happy campers now. Did you personally get to make some of those kids green thumbs?
Yeah, they're all doing really good about it, too. We actually, my second year, we took some of our plasticulture stuff in a suitcase down there and built them a plasticulture garden by hand.
Oh, how'd that go?
It actually worked out pretty good, I think.
Right. So they got a lot of weeds and stickers and stuff over there like we got?
They don't have they have more like of the bamboo-y type.
Oh.
Like those brush. Kind of brush and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's different, but kind of not at the same time.
Right. And everything's on a hill over there.
Yeah.
There's very little flat land in there.
Mm. Yeah, it's all very, very mountainy.
And then United Drugs is pharmacy's calling me near my show. Should I answer on the air? I think they'd like that. No, probably wouldn't. Anyway, so what all besides tomatoes and peppers? You show them anything else?
I think it was just mainly peppers and
right.
And tomatoes.
And I bet your dad showed him how to save the seed to plant for the next year and stuff like that.
Yeah, we did.
Because I think my wife went on a deal down in South America, and they were ordering their stuff offline online.
Yeah.
And they were ordering hybrid seed, and they couldn't get it to grow back the next year.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason. So what'd your dad say?
He said that they grow a bunch of rice, garlic, and soybeans.
There we go.
Yeah. And no, cows are not sacred over there.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, interesting. Well, let's go ahead. Let me talk about Wheeler General Store real quick, because when we get Riley on here, I'm going to forget to, and I don't want Nathan to be mad at me. So anyway, looking for deer corn, the Wheeler General Store is fully stocked with corn, attractants, game cameras, feeders, and much, much more. While you're looking for hunting accessories, be sure to check out all the different meat seasonings they have there. Elk Creek, Meat Church, and Traeger, just to name some of them. Feed season is around the corner. The Wheeler General Store has been a high pro dealer for 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma, Kansas, and New Mexico. For prices, contact Nathan Heffley at 806-826-5531. The Wheeler General Store is located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas. As always, they look forward to serving you. And they're a great store to go shopping at. And we got, we didn't get to the sunflowers. We got off on Thailand, didn't
we? Yeah,
we
did.
Well, we did sunflowers. And we might have time. I doubt it. Riley's a talker like me, so we'll see how it goes. Anyway, stay tuned. Coming up right after this Wheeler General Store break, I have Riley Broadbent on here. She's working for Superior Livestock now, and she come on the show. She was one of my very first guests, her and Lori White. And so it'd gonna be a cool reunion coming up. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Mommy, want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Kent Watkins here, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. It is time for fall cover crop seed. This is a critical step in the growing process. Remember, keep it covered. Stop by SEI Agritech to get all your fall cover crop seed. In addition to that, we are now contracting winter cattle kits, another very important part of livestock management. Come see me. Let's get all your fall seed and your winter feed contracts done. All here at SEI Agritech in Elk City, located on South Randall.
XIT Auctions will be selling 335 acres of Greer County land Wednesday, October the 16th at Great Plains Bank in Mangum, Oklahoma. For all the details, go to XITauctions.com or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. 260-acre tracts with new steel fences, rural water, and much more, and a small 12-acre tract with a good steel lock fence. 393-4440 or XITauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Are you back, Riley? Yeah. Are you? All right, cool. All right, I'm excited. Riley's on the phone with us, and we got lots of stuff covered. But first, here is your ag weather update for Sealing, Oklahoma, up in northwestern Oklahoma, 75 degrees. Dew point 48, humidity 38. The winds are out of the northwest at 9. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 74 degrees. Sunset at 7:16. 86 today, 60 tonight, and 93 tomorrow. And looking, Oklahoma Mesonet, they've been pretty negative on social media this week. And I'm saying that in a sarcastic way. Everything's dry and below, above average temperatures and below average rainfall for the next 30 days. So not good. Well, Briley, you ready? You ready to meet Riley?
Yes.
Anyway, you know that rhymes, Briley, Riley? Anyway, Riley Broadbent, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Jimmy. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been, you and Lori were probably some of the first people I actually had live in the studio.
Which is crazy, because I don't think I knew that when we came in.
Yeah, probably a good thing.
Yeah, maybe it's a good thing, because I think I probably would have been really nervous, so.
You did good, you and Lori. So, do you still talk with Lori?
We keep in touch a little bit. I'm horrible about reaching out to people, and she actually posted on my Facebook the other day, because a memory popped up, and she was saying that I needed to come up there, and I need to go see them. I've talked on and on to people about how great that summer was and how great they were to me. And we went on a cool trip. So it was a pretty unforgettable deal with them. So
yeah, remind me, where did you guys go?
So we went to South Dakota first.
Yes.
And then we went over, oh goodness, we went and watched a ranch rodeo somewhere, and I can't remember if that was in Wyoming or not.
It was Wyoming.
And we went to,
yep.
We went to the Frontier Days rodeo, yep. And it was awesome.
Yeah, that's what it was. I think that's what reminded me of you when I seen that Lori posted that. I thought, you know, I need to reach out to Miss Riley and see if she'll come on and like have an old Today in Ag reunion. So,
well, I'm glad you asked me.
Oh, yeah, it was good. And so, all right, so when I first met you, you were going to OSU, and you was in Ag Communications, is what you was after, and you were doing very good, and everybody bragged on you because I guess you're really good with computers. And so anyway, we met, and it's been a good thing. So what's happened since then?
So I graduated from Oklahoma State, and I started working at Superior pretty much right after I graduated. I think it was maybe a month, like, gap between when I started at Superior Livestock and when I graduated college. But when I graduated, I knew that I was going to work here, which is just a complete blessing. Not a lot of people can say that. And so I was super, super lucky to have the opportunity right out of college. And it's for sure going to be a place that I'm going to stay at. It's been a great experience, and I've bragged on and on to people about our company and about my coworkers and my bosses, and I just can't. There's not enough good things I can say about Superior.
Well, tell everybody what, not everybody listening knows what Superior is. Tell everybody what Superior does.
So Superior is it's an online cattle auction company, which I work with just the cattle side. So we have Superior Productions that does like our bull sales, horse sales, and I work with just our like yearlings, our bred stock, just our video auction cattle auctions. So I work with that side, and we have right now we're doing our every other week we have a video auction, and we had an auction actually yesterday. We offered 30,000 head, which our auctions have gotten a lot smaller since the summer run ended, which it just ended. And we had a great summer. We sold a lot of cattle this summer. And, yeah, so now we're expecting our delivery season to be pretty busy. Our reps call in around this time, and we start delivering a bunch of cattle. And this is usually the delivery window that is the option for most buyers for the summer auction.
Right.
And so we get super swamped with our phones around this time till about the first 2 weeks of December. So we stay consistently busy for about the next 2.5 months, which is great. I mean, I love talking to our reps on the phone, and they're always extremely nice and helpful, and a lot of them are pretty funny. So it's nice to be able to talk to good guys who love what they do and really know what they're doing in the cattle industry. So just kind of a little bit about Superior. There's a lot more that goes into it, but that's kind of the overview of the company. And we have auctions. We stream them on YouTube and Dish, but a lot of our viewers watch it on YouTube. And we are having, like I said, every other week auctions. And I believe our next auction is October 17th. Yes, it's the 17th. So, yeah, if you want to tune in and watch that, that starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. So,
well, I remember running into, who was it? Lake Newcomb. I ran into Lake Newcomb, and they were, I think they were selling some, maybe, or whatever. Uh-huh. But anyway, that sale back in, I wish I remember. It's probably June. I don't think it was August. Or I'm sorry, July. You guys had a huge sale. I mean, it was like hundreds of thousands ahead.
Yes. Yeah.
Am I right? July.
What was that?
Was it July?
Yes, I believe so. Our summer auctions kind of run together. I work with our sale day. So when you're in there for the week and they kind of, you know, run into each other sometimes. But, yeah, I think that was probably our Week in the Rockies auction. we do offer a lot of head on that auction just historically. And, yeah, we've had our last two summers have just been great for us. We have offered a lot of head on our summer auctions, which is a blessing. The market's been good for it.
All right. So what do you think so far, Briley?
That's a lot.
It's a lot?
Yeah.
Anything get your attention?
I like that you asked her to explain what it is, because I'm one of the people who didn't know about it.
Right.
And didn't know what they were yet.
Yeah, so it was good. Well, the way it was going when I first met her and she was doing what she was doing, helping Benji and Lori up there at Putnam and stuff, Superior Livestock was the last thing on my mind that you went to there. So what caused that?
Well, my dad had, I was just kind of in the middle of my senior year, I was talking to my dad and I was like, I had heard a lot about Superior. I had heard how great it was. And I was like, I really want to apply there. And my boss, Sam, he worked with my dad a long time ago. And so I ended up reaching out to him and having a conversation with him and sending him my resume. And it just so happened at the same time that they had an opening, and it was kind of a rare deal. And so it had just kind of popped up on my radar. My dad and I talked about it, and then I was just given this great opportunity and took it, and now I'm here I am.
Yeah, because Briley, not Riley, but Briley, her dad runs KIS Futures, where mm-hmm. they do all the futures and stuff on grains and cattle and everything mm-hmm. anyway. So it all just kind of jives there together, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't like to tell my dad that because I don't want to be too closely associated, us two working together. But then I tell people my name and they're like, oh, are you related to Lane Broadbent? And I'm like, yes, I am.
Yeah. So how's your mom been?
She's been good. She has been good. My sister just had her second son. And so my mom is just loving all the babies. My cousin just had a baby. And so she's had a fantastic year because she loves all the grandkids and loves being around our family. So she's been doing good.
Do you think grandma and grandpa are listening?
I think so. I hope so. If not, I'm going to have to call them later.
Yeah, that'd be all right. So anyway, because in case people didn't know, you have a lot of family in the Dewey County area, correct?
Yes, my grandparents live in Leedy still. I have aunt and uncles that live in Leedy. I have my other aunt. Goodness, this is going to be terrible if I mess it up, but I think they live in Canton.
Yeah,
and
then I
have cousins that live in Elk City, and so, yeah, we have a lot of family around there.
Is that your aunt that's a realtor?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Canton. They live in Canton.
Yes.
I'll help you out there.
I'm glad I said the right place, because I love my Aunt Lori. We're very close, and so I would have, that would have not been good if I would have said the wrong town.
Yeah, so anyway, it wouldn't have been terrible. So
No.
All right, so you went to OSU. Is Ag Communications, and so has Ag Communications, that degree in Ag Communications, help you with what you're doing at Superior Livestock? Because that's not really Ag Communications, or am I looking at it wrong?
No, you're probably right. As a whole, I really do communications in terms of talking to reps and talking to people a lot throughout the day. But in terms of my position, really it didn't correlate with what I graduated with in college necessarily, but my degree helped me a ton with what I'm doing now. I know that that kind of contradicts each other, but
right.
I was learning a lot of like software stuff, Adobe things, design, and I don't really use a lot of that at my job now. But there are so many things that I have applied from my classes at Oklahoma State, from professors at Oklahoma State that do correlate with my job now. And just like taking classes that you're giving speeches or you're standing up in front of the class and you're marketing something to them, that alone helps me with conversations with reps, because these are people you're talking to on the phone that you've never met in person. They don't know you. You don't know them. So just like trying to connect with people that you don't know necessarily, a lot of things that I learned in my communications degree has applied to what I'm doing now in those situations. So it helped me a lot. I was not really expecting to go into something other than maybe doing like some marketing or some web design, something like that. And so I was a little nervous going into this just because I was afraid that, oh my gosh, I'm not going to know what I'm doing. And I had great people who trained me and helped me and pretty much told me that it's all going to come together and correlate with each other at the end. So I'm glad that I chose communications because it probably has helped me the most.
I got you. Yeah, and what is it, 2 years later, you're still working there, so you must be doing something right.
And I've loved it. I have loved it.
Well, that's what I'm you got to do. You got to love your job.
Yes. Yeah, and I love the people I work with, and I'm very, very lucky. So
how does that work out? So where do you work at? You work in, where's that at? Where are you working at?
Town-wise. So I'm working in Oklahoma City. Okay. Our office was in the stockyards before I worked there, and we built a new office as soon as I started working there. And but we work in Oklahoma City. I live in Cashin, so it's not a very far drive. It's about 25 minutes to my work.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, we're in a great location, new building, so it's been great. I have my own office. I feel so cool now that I like have my own space.
And yeah, and you're like, chill, everybody, just stay out. I'm working. Because I could tell by the way you talk, she takes her job serious. Yeah, even Riley said yeah.
Well, it's pretty, I wouldn't say I'm a very serious person. I feel like I'm not, but I want to do everything I can to do my job correctly. So I think that probably fuels me to be a little bit more professional because I want to do everything right. But at the end of the day, you know, we all make mistakes, and I have made mistakes in my job. So you just have to find the right place, the right people who will, you know, help you along in those things instead of, you know, being afraid that you've just messed up your whole career. So,
oh, well, people learn from their mistakes. We've all, yeah, mm-hmm. You're right. Everybody's made mistakes. Even as young as you are, Briley, I bet you haven't made any mistakes, have you?
I've made a few, yeah.
So, anyway, there's a... All right, so you're... it's down there. So, is your new office, is it down there by the stockyards?
No, we are by... We're off Portland and 150th. We're by the... There's a Crossings Church right here off of Portland in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And we're right by the Crossings Church right there. And like I said, it's a great location.
Huh. And that's, is that North Portland or South Portland? Help me out there. I'm not an Okie City person.
Oh gosh. I'm not great with directions. Huh? So I don't think I can answer that question.
Oh, I got you. So is it between, or are you north of downtown or south of downtown? That'll get me there.
North.
Oh, yeah.
North.
Yeah, you're way closer to work than the stockyards now, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know. I was kind of, my dad and I had teased each other about working near each other because I was like, he's going to get sick of me coming to eat lunch with him every day so that I can get a free lunch. But now we're not by each other, and so I bet he's a little bit thankful for that.
Oh, yeah. Saved some cash out of his pocket, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, well, I need to ask you this because I know you're friends with her on Facebook. It popped right up when I went to your page. So have you seen Shauna Shine lately?
Yes, I have, actually.
Oh, boy.
I saw her, when was it? The football game. I take pictures for, like, Cash and Sports.
Yeah.
And I saw her at the football game on Friday, and we talked for a little while. I love her.
Oh, no, she's, well, I've had all my bosses in the oil field. She was the favorite, my favorite wife of a boss. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And
she is awesome.
Because you know where you stand with her, because she ain't scared, and she's not bashful.
No, but I will say, I've told my parents before, I'm like, if there's ever a time when I need to be taken care of by somebody, I think I would choose Shauna.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For sure. She's awesome. She's motherly and extremely funny. So,
oh yeah, she's hilarious. And matter of fact, her and Josh, I talked to Josh here a while back, and they were on the lake or coming back from the lake, and Shauna wants a high tunnel like I got out here for growing vegetables. Yeah, I'm gonna get a visit from them here in the near future, I'm afraid. Shauna, I can handle. Josh, he used to be my boss. I can't stand him. So, and anyway, and what they did with that son of theirs is they'll always be my hero.
Yeah, they're awesome people. And yeah, I love Shauna. I'm around her. I used to be around her quite a bit, and I don't see her as much anymore. But every time I see her, she hugs me and we talk and we laugh. And yeah, I love being around her.
All right. Well, cool. So what holds up? When are you going to become president of Superior Livestock?
Oh, I don't think that will be happening anytime soon. So don't expect too much from me.
So I can't start that rumor?
No. Can't. I have two great bosses. I can't say that I really ever want them to leave. So
cool. All right. Well, Riley, thanks for taking time out in your lunch break to talk with us, and it's been a pleasure. And hopefully we can do this again maybe next year and see how things are going and what's happening at Superior Livestock. But for people who want to find out more about Superior Livestock, what do they do?
They can go to superiorlivestock.com. That's our website. You can call in to Superior, and our customer service number, if you want that, is 800-422-2117. And you can call in, and all of the ladies there are really good about answering the phones quickly and giving information. So, yeah, those are the two places that you can go and find some information about us. And then also, like I said, October 17th, we have another livestock auction coming up. So tune into YouTube. That's just SLA TV.
Yeah, and that's you. How long is that sale? Usually a few days, isn't it? At least.
Well, not these
this
weekly
one.
Sales. No, they're usually about a work day long. I mean, sometimes they'll end around 3:30, sometimes around 1:30. It just depends on how many head we're offering, and you know the kind of cattle we have on there and everything. So usually our weekly sales are just take less time than our summer run. They're our week-long sales is our summer run. And then we have a bell ringer sale coming up in January, and that will be two or three days, I think. And so that will be a little bit longer of a sale.
All right. Well, Riley Broadbent has been on here. She came on the show a couple years ago, everybody, with Lori White with B&L Red Angus. And anyway, we just had a good old reunion today, and like I said, thanks for taking time out of your lunch hour, and stay in contact.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Right. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a Wheeler General Store break, and when we get back, I think we might have time for sunflowers today. How about that? So here we go. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's made differently. You know, that's why frozen custard's thicker than ice cream, because it's churned differently. Ice cream has a lot of air in it. The machine that churns frozen custard uses very little air. Where ice cream is light, custard is thick. compact, and dense. There's more of it. There's less air and more custard. Because it's so thick and because of the subtle change in the ingredients, custard is also richer and creamier than ice cream. Yeah, I said richer and creamier than ice cream. What more do you want in a frozen dessert? Custard tastes better than ice cream, too. Now I've got you wanting some, huh? Stop by 66 to go on the west side of Elk City because they've got chocolate, vanilla, butter pecan, and butter rum custard in the cones and cups. And they've also got 21 flavors available in pints and quarts. You can go inside and enjoy your frozen custard, or you can drive through at 66 to go. It's open from 11 to 9 every single day. With a dessert this thick and rich and creamy, you'd better pace yourself. 66 to go on the west side of Elk City. Dine in or drive through.
Are you tired of navigating the digital jungle all on your own? Look no further than Innovative Technology in Elk City. Running a business in today's fast-paced world can be overwhelming, but our experienced IT professionals are here to lighten the load. Whether you're in education, energy, finance, or any other industry, we've got your back with our IT solutions. Safeguard your business with our cutting-edge internet security, reliable internet phone lines, and top-notch security camera networks. Your business's digital fortress starts here. Need on-site support? We're just a short drive away. From computer repair to network installation, we've got you covered. Worried about cyber threats? Our cybersecurity awareness and training will keep your team ahead of the curve. Don't let technology overwhelm you. Call us at 580-243-1559 to discover how our 40-plus years of service can transform your business. Visit Innovative Technology at 105 Carter Road in Elk City or check us out online at itlpros.com.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Woo! Hey, how long is your sunflower deal? A couple minutes?
Not very long.
All right, cool. We'll get to this. All right, first I got to do the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather. I'm doing Hobart today. 83 degrees, dew point 51, humidity 34. The winds are out of the north at 7. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil, temperature 76, sunset 716. 93 today, 62 tonight, and 93 tomorrow. What's your favorite plant?
Sunflowers.
I'm listening.
All right, some fast fun facts about sunflowers is that they can grow from anywhere from 1 foot tall to 15 feet tall. And last year, I actually grew an almost 15 foot tall sunflower, and it was gorgeous.
Was it?
Yes.
What kind was it, remember?
No, I don't know what one that one was. Yeah. Another one of my favorite sunflowers is the Velvet Queen sunflowers, and they're just a really pretty red, burgundy type color. And when you see them in the sunset, they're gorgeous.
Gorgeous?
Yes.
And so next year, though, when you come back on the show, you're going to talk about how you made some sunflower seeds,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm going to make some sunflower seeds.
All right, we got to get that on there. So again, tell everybody what's happening at Rotary Park. And that, by the way, that's at Washington and Country Club.
Yes. our second annual Tacos and Tunes for Thailand fundraiser.
All right. Tacos for Thailand.
Yep.
Then I guess everybody's got tacos in their countries, though, right? I'm thinking Mexico. But anyway, you guys got some really good tacos. So anyway, 5 o'clock, is that right?
Yeah.
Five to eight. Yep. All right, cool. Bring your lawn chair if you want to listen to some music. And I guess, man, that's it.
Yep.
The music playing, you hear it?
That was fast.
Yeah, it went fast. Again, thank you, Riley, not Riley, Broadbent, for coming on the show today. And everybody have a wonderful weekend. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Bradley Pritchard today. Brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, Elk City and Terre, Oklahoma. God bless.